Hello,
Hello.
hello. We're getting close to Purim. Yada
Yep.
yada. I have to make my yearly Yada yada speech. I already made it. We try and tell the fellows here only wine and beer, no hard stuff. We try. We find it's such a difference. Guys can get somewhat high or drunk, but they're not dangerous. They don't go, we don't have guys accidentally over drinking. They're, usually we don't have guys vomiting all over the place. Anyway, it makes a big difference. But guys, it's a tremendous yeah, it's so hard to get drunk. I don't know.
It's a
No.
good
Okay.
outlet for like once a year.
What, Iron?
It's a good outlet for like once a year to, get out
It's
of the
not a
system.
good outlet if you get too drunk, then it's dangerous. There's guys that there are many guys that don't know, they never drank before in their lives. And they don't know, and they drink a little bit and nothing happens and just keep on drinking. And then they get gazoon drunk. And then it's mamish, it comes to fascist. I have to go call the Hatsoa regretfully. And then the guys that get too drunk. And also they can do crazy things when they're drunk. Mom is drunk, it's sakana. And they can also do crazy averes. Even when they're sober, they can do crazy averes. We just had some crazy averes here done. The guys were sober. Okay, our high school, middle school. So that's kids are kids. So kids, they have no judgment, and they're also getting over on insulting each other. Guys make up grammar when they're drunk and they rank each other out. It's very bad. Okay, anyway, I'm not a big fan. Sorry, Aaron. I have your high, it's okay, but when there's a certain level of being drunk, I don't approve of. Where the guys don't know what they're doing, I don't know. I don't think it's a mitzvah. I don't see it. I don't see
I
it.
heard that there's a this Baruch Mordechai and Or HaHaMon are the exact same gematria, the same number.
Right, there's a Mishnah Berurah
And so
seems
you're
to say
only required
something.
to get high enough that you can't make the cheshbon anymore.
Right, it's not such a something. Mishnah Berurah says something like that, but there's a, it, it's a, it's not such a high share. There, Amos says Yoshem Rehergeno. Hopefully, it's not
Right.
that much.
Isn't there a piece of Rav David Zatzal who's like understands the Pshuta Kamashmo?
There what?
Rav David has a piece that he understands Adlo
It
Yada Pshuta
could be there
Kamashmo.
were people that understand it kipshuto, but like anything
But
else
he's
in
Rav David.
halacha, if you're we're not machmir for every opinion in the
Yeah,
world.
but Rav David is not stam
Bura
every
does
opinion.
not
The sign of
Ramah.
the he's the sign of the yeshiva.
The Ramah did not say says that we don't do kipshuto. The Ramah, that's the minhag Ashkenazi follows the Ramah.
But we follow Minhag Yeshiva, and the
I'm sorry, that's the
Yeshiva
minhag yeshiva too. I was in yeshiva longer than you. That's the minhag yeshiva also. I don't
But
believe the minhag yeshiva was to
so
get
how is
drunk.
the Minhag Yeshiva not follow of David? What had that happen?
Okay, Kasha. I asked many gedolim what it was like in Europe, and they all told me that it was very rare for people to get drunk in Europe. It was not mekubal. And maybe the biggest gedolim used to get drunk because they were knew that they would have total control when they were drunk, so they weren't
Weren't there
nervous
some
that
of
they would do
the
anything
Gedolim Masur?
wrong. But the
Aren't there stories like
Bachman
the Gedolim?
did not trust themselves, whatever. Okay,
Aren't there stories with the Gedolim Masur who like were able to like stop
that's what
being
I'm
drunk
saying.
on a
That the
dime?
biggest gedolim, if there are people that even when they're drunk, they have total control, and even so, Rab. Killed Rav Zera when he was drunk. So, okay, it's a little schwer. But generally
The
speaking,
elders.
Gedolim have control. But then when you're but your Bachrim, I'm sorry, at least young Bachrim, not at my age Bachrim, when they get drunk, many of them are out of control. They don't know what they're doing. They're out of control when they're sober. Again, there are dangers of guys getting into big trouble when they're drunk. Either averis, barabim, sakana, just a sakana drinking itself. I don't know. I think it's a you can get a little high. Okay, get a little high.
Every year, one kid would have to get it from the high school would get his stomach pumped. They'd have to bring in the hatsala because the kid drank too much. They got the stomach pump.
Where?
In Forest Hills, in the high school, there was always like
okay,
one
but
kid.
It's much. I agree, but it's much less common when the guys drink hardcore alcohol, because there because it goes so much. They don't realize. They you know, it takes.
Oh, it happens. It doesn't happen during the daytime. It happens at night when they drink whiskey and whatever, like stuff like that.
Right. So I'm saying, so the whiskey that we're trying in the yeshiva here, we try and have a rule, which obviously not everyone keeps because people don't always keep the rules. Sure, that we should, the guys should not drink whiskey, only beer or wine, not to mix the two. They don't go. They don't mix. Anyway, fine. I'm like the grouch of Purim. I don't know. But okay. Anyway, that is learned here in Obed. Older people, I don't mind if they get totally drunk, because usually older people know what they're doing. They have more experience. They have more self-control. But
they just embarrass their wives.
No one would give a high school kid to get drunk, I don't think. So just because they're a year older, you know, all of a sudden they're so much more mature and more much physically, you know, like it's not like what happened. Like, no high school would let their kids drink. I don't think any high school kids drink.
Are there legal issues for the yeshiva if bar mitzvah, if Beis Medrash guys under 21 drink?
Where?
Are there legal issues for the yeshiva if, let's say, some of the guys
yes,
under 21
there are
drink?
Legal issues, but okay, we're beginning about the legal issues, yes. Okay, yes. Okay, let's learn here a little bit. So, the ma'aseh, so what were we saying yesterday? Let's just go over and then we go back to it a little bit. So we made, I thought was very nice. I don't know if it's exactly 100% clear, even to myself and Shorty, if it's right, but the basic idea was nice. In other words, we were medayik in Rashi, that Rashi uses two different languages to explain the svara of Yesh Zika. In the first Rashi, when he's going to Madamar of Ein Zika, he says, Lo aliva zikas yivimto lemahave garusa. So that simple means, Lo aliva, that means that there's a question of the strength, means that we have a zikas yivimto, that vada exists. Zikas yivimto is some kind of quasi-band. Araya, she's also the Shukwan and Issa Lav. The question is, how much Alima is that bond? Is that bond equal to Arusa? If it would be equal to Arusa or somewhat similar to Arusa, then it'll have an Issa Kraivim, just like an Arusa has an Issa Kraivim, or it's less than Arusa, and then it doesn't get an Issa Kraivim. That's pretty clearly what Rashi's saying. It's
Rebbe,
the question is this band Alima? How strong is this band? On the other
Rebbe,
hand,
Rebbe,
Rashi,
in that case,
what?
Rebbe, in that case, we're discussing a lady who passed away. So it's we're talking about in past tense of someone who already passed away. So it can't be that we could say Lo Alima that it was Kiknusa, because definitely there's no case of Knusa. So maybe
but we didn't say that. We didn't agree with that, because apparently Rabbi Yehuda Merav is also by a lady who passed away, and yet Rashi there says Kiknusa. So apparently it is shock to say Knusa even by a lady passed away.
Yeah.
So we'll have to figure out how, but that's what you see from Rashi. So but the first, I'm just reviewing that the first Rashi And he says lo alima. That I think that's, you can't debate. That's the logic. What Rashi's saying is there's a shaila, how strong is the bond of Zika? That's what it means, lo alima. The question is, yes, strong or not strong? Is it Karusa or is it not Karusa? Rashi at the end, and later, when he's explaining why it's Usur, he says it's Kinesua, Kiknusa. So we had a problem. He should have said Karusa. Why did he pick Kinesua? Yeah. And so we pointed out that L'chayra, there's another logic here, because Rashi says as far as that al yadi kami man minaya ramya. Or whether yadi kami man l'chayra, why does lo yadi man minaya ramya make for a difference? You know, what does that mean? We know for sure they both have a Zika. It's not, we just don't know which one is, we know what that means.
Is that clear that they both have a Zika and we don't say Lama Freya? There was only one Zika. Rabbi,
I think that's clear because the Gemara and Daf Yud said Shlichus. The Gemara says that if one person does Yibum or Chalitza, everyone's usher because, and the Gemara explains it's because it's that we hold that it works through shlichus, so that means that everybody had a Zika. So what we were trying to say yesterday is that there's a second lumdus, because why did Rashi say kiknusa? So we thought that kiknusa, he doesn't say it's kearusa, he said it's kiknusa. Knusa sounds like more than Arusa. So why would he have to, why would he jump it to a Knusa? So we wanted to say that Knusa means because we view it as if the Yibum took place already. Now the shot is, why should we view it as if the Yibum took place? So it's because Ole Ramya, that's what's supposed to be. So what's supposed to be as if it is. So the Shaila that Yitzhak is asking, it's the Kramer is asking, is that, and we ask this, is that that would make sense without Mesa, but once it's Mesa, you know for sure that it's not going to be. So what we were saying, it's not what's going to be, it's what's supposed to be, right? That's what we were trying to say. And that's what I quoted that, you know, the Akiva Eger in the Chulin, that the present is dependent on what the future is supposed to be in the present, not what the future ends up in the future. Now, that's not such a simple svara, but that's what Akiva Eger says, that when the present is dependent on the future, it's not necessarily that it's dependent on the real future, but it's dependent on what the future is supposed to be as of now in the present, which we have no idea what it is. But there is some reason, Klapei Shmaya, there's some cheshbon, you know, why it's supposed to be one way, why the probability is a certain way, whatever. So anyway, so that's what we were trying to say. There's two systems. So the shaila is, so why does Rashi switch the systems? So we were trying to say, because the system of Lo Alima would be equal by two and would be equal by Achar Misa. Because what's the difference? If you have a Zika, then what's the difference if there's Misa? Misa for sure. If you have an Arusa and she died, so you still have a Isser Krovim. So what if you were married, it was Alima Karusa, and then she died, so why shouldn't there be an Isser Krovim? So Rashi held that that's a simon that is not usher, because the fact that you had a havamina, it's only a havamina, but you had a havamina that by Misa you do not say yesh zika, or that by Trey you don't say yesh zika, that's a simon that the svara of yesh zika is not because of Alima, but it's because of Kiknusa. And then there's as far as to say that you don't say Kiknusa by Misa, because it wasn't Aimedekah, and you don't say Kiknusa by two, because you don't know Yadi Mehad Minayu Ramya. But that's what we were trying to say yesterday. Okay, I don't know. Does anyone have anything to comment?
It's just that we discussed that the Alima is the Pashtus, but then that would, because of what Rebbe was saying, that that's how the rest of the
right, and since the Gemara makes these three chasses, and these three chasses only would make sense in the other system, so that means that they're holding of another system.
Right, but then that doesn't fit with really the Rebbe Yehuda ben Masera, because why in that case, meaning we thought that that helps Rabbi Noah.
You know what's going with Yehuda ben Masera?
That it doesn't make sense that what that you have to wait, but then once you're done, once you're the brother marries the girl, then you can finish. So
that's somehow another. I don't know. That's Talmud Kasha, which has nothing to do with me. That in other words, whatever the Hesber is, how in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra does the fact that a brother does.
Well, I think we still have to understand the halacha. If you have two brothers, a regular case, Reuben and if Reuben dies, you have Shimon and Levi, and Shimon does chalitza to the girl, I believe it's clear. I asked someone today, Levi is definitely mutter in the achais.
That's the fairest Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra.
That's what they were saying in the case, right? Well, okay, right. So the shaila is why, right? I guess that's Tamar right. Shaila. What does Chalitza do or Yibam do that by Achas Ishtoi the get didn't do, right? We say by Achas Ishtoi, if somebody divorces his wife, he can never marry his sister as long as his ex-wife is alive.
Right? Since the Gemara says that it works through Shlichas. So what is the fact that, you know, if you did Yibam or if you did Chalitza, you would still definitely have an Issa Krivim. So now, if your brother did Yibam or Chalitza for you, so why don't you have it still?
And no, that's a second kasha. No, Rabbi is saying if it's like you did Chalitza, it should be Achos Chalutzasa.
No, not it should be Achos Chalutzasa. It should be
Achos Kukasa, because Lamaisa.
Kukasa, yes.
As long as the woman is alive, so you can't marry the sister. What does Chalitza do? So that's like Tamakash on the Mishnah. That's not understanding.
Right, that's right. So we have to stop uncared. I suspect that that's more of a riot to what we're saying, that if the lumness of Yesh Zika is because Alima to Arusa, then it would be difficult to understand why it goes off when your brother does Yibar Mechalitza. But if if you're working with this Svara, so then somehow or another, when your brother does Yibar Chalitza, so that's Megada, the Loa La Haramya.
But Rabbi, Rabbi just refuted that 5 minutes ago. I said, Rabbi said for sure, you can't say Lamafreya, there was no Zika. There definitely wasn't.
No Zika. I said Loa La Haramya. What we're saying, what we were trying to say is Allah Ramya does not mean Zika. It's two separate things. Allah Ramya means that they're both brothers have Zika. But the question is, who is Omeid to do it? Which brother is in Shemayim? You know, there's the Maisa, only one's going to do it. They both have a mitzvah to do it, but only one is actually going to do it. So the question is, which one is Allah Ramya, meaning which one is expected, so to speak, to do it? Not that who has the not saying that doesn't have a Zika. Not saying that. When Rashi says, when Rashi said that by Trey, there's a Svara, that Lo Yadi Haminayu, Haminayu Ramya, He doesn't mean to say that she's only there's only a Zika to one, because that's connected to Gemara. Gemara said that she's talking to both. Taras Vadai. Gemara says that that's why you need Shlichus.
So what's Rabbi's Bishlama? That what according to Rabbi's way, why is Rabbi Huda ben Viseira better?
Because the we're saying, and Rashi says that by two lo yade kami ma'aminai Ramya. I'm claiming that Rashi does not mean to whom which one had the Zika, because that's not true. They both have a Zika. Rashi means that even though they both have a Zika, but in order to be Kiknusa, you need more than a Zika. You need that it's Aimedakak that you're going to actually marry her. And we don't, and obviously only one is going to actually marry her. So when you go ahead and you do Yibam or Chalitza, one brother, it doesn't say that the other brother didn't have Zika, but it's Megad and the Mafreya that it wasn't Kame Ale Ramya, because it was the fact that the other brother did Yibam, so that shows that it was Kame Ramya on the other brother. So the therefore this extra din of Kiknusa, which only comes about because not because of the Zika, but because of the Kame Ramya, doesn't apply when the one brother does Yibam or Chalitza.
Rabbi, how's that different from Breira?
I don't know. It's not a that stomach gasha. How does Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira work? He's using some kind of mafreya dikadin. Okay, I don't know. I'm not a bucky in Breira enough.
I thought that's an issue, but
that's a kasha. No matter what you're gonna say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira is saying that it is something. Yeah.
No, but I thought that's an issue because if Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira is like what Rabbi is saying, so then it makes that should be the pashas of the Gemara. So why did Rashi start off going the Alima way and then switch it? If it's that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira's svara is in the Mishnah,
I don't know. Because the Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira is not. I don't know. Rashi well, didn't start out with Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira.
Lamaisa, it's not true. It is. We do say Yesh Zika by two, Lamaisa. It's not Lamaisa. That was only a Havamina of the Gemara, right? So Lamaisa, we do say Yesh Zika. But Rebbe's explaining Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira Lamaskana, right?
No, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira is not by just two. It's when it's one brother does Yibam or Chalitza.
No, but I'm saying, there's a case of two. There's a full Yesh Zika. He holds as a regular din, whatever Yesh Zika, if it's Kiknusa, however it works, whatever Yesh Zika is, it Lamaisa does apply to two.
Yes.
So one second. So now this guy that's doing Arison, so at the end of the day, was saying he has all the demons. He's
doing Arison. What? I don't know what you said.
Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the Gemara was only a Havamina that Yesh Zika applies only to one. But really, we would agree.
Lamaisa,
the halacha is, Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira says Yesh Zika by both. So let's say Rabbi system. We have full-fledged din Yesh Zika to both of them that it's Kiknusa somehow, right? From the beginning. Both brothers, it's Kiknusa. Even though it's not Oymed, somehow it is
Oymed. No, somehow it is. But
okay, so at the end of the day,
when Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira says a Sura, that's only when no one does anything. So then it's even the Oymed to both of them. But when one of them does Yibam or Chalitza, so then the works of Mafreya is Megada, that it was Oymed for this brother, not for the other brother.
But this whole svara is only a havamina difference between one and two.
What svara? I'm not.
The svara that kamei ramya. This whole svara that Rashi is trying to.
I don't agree with you. You're the svara that by two we don't say kamei ramya is a havamina, but the maskana is that even by two we say kamei ramya.
Right, that means it's a full zika.
There's a mitzvah to both.
Fine, but that means it's a full zika to both of them.
Yes. But I'm insisting there's a full Zika.
No, Kiknusa.
Even the Havamina agreed there was a full Zika.
No, Kiknusa, Rebbe's second system.
No, there's a full Zika.
Is that the second system?
Kiknusa. Second system, yes. We're saying that the you see from the Gemara on Daf Yud that when there are two brothers, they have a full Zika to both.
I'm saying, is that called the second system, the Rebbe's Chiddush of Kiknusa, because Kol Ha'oimed Liyavim Kiyavim Dami. Is that system applied by Tula Maskana?
Yes.
Okay, so now in the case of Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra, two brothers.
It's different, because then it's not Oimed Liyavim, because one brother chapped it. So it's Niskada Milsa that it's Oimed for the one who chapped it.
But again, I'm a little confused because Rebbe seems to be saying it that really the Isser of Zika is Tolui in the fact that it's Kamei Ramya, correct?
Yes.
So if it's Tolui in the fact that it's Kamei Ramya, then...
But it can be Kamei Ramya to two, we're saying.
Okay, that's fine. But what I'm trying to understand is that how is that Tolui then, whether it's Kekanusa or not Kekanusa? Meaning how I was originally understanding
Kamei
Rebbe
Ramya
was...
make that we view it as if it happened already.
Fine, but why can't you say that in Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra as well?
You do say that in Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra.
So then why did Rashi say Arusa? Then why did...
Then it's Igloi Milso to Mafreya that it was Kamei Ramya to the person who did Yibam.
But I understand that we say it once he's done Yibam. It sounded like Rebbe is saying that in Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, we're saying that even if he didn't do Yibam.
No, I'm not saying that. Only once he did Yibam.
Okay, but Domine Yibam really is not Ramya. The Itzer Zika is not totally in the fact that it's Ramya Kame either of them.
Kame to both.
No, the Itzer Krovim is based on what?
Okay, what I'm asking is that same thing of saying that it's Ramya to both. Can that not create the result of Kanusa as well, or no?
It does.
If it creates the result of Kanusa, then I'm not clear for what reason Rashi initially explained it, that it's because it's Karusa then.
Because he wasn't working with the Svara. He was working with the simple Svara of that it's because he was of that. The other Svara, much simpler than it's...
But we're saying that it's Mukhrik in concept by virtue of the fact that there's no longer an Isser Zika once the other brother does Yibam, that the Isser is Tolui in Kamei Ramya. So I don't... What does that mean? Simpler.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. In other words, you're asking... why does Rashi assume that there was a Havamina, that Yesh Zika, because it's Karusa? Because if there's such a Havamina that's Karusa, then it would never go off with the brothers Yibam and Chalitza.
I mean, it's conceptually, at least everybody's presenting it, correct?
I don't know. I'm not so sure. I hear that. Okay. I got.
I didn't say that. That's why I understood Rebbe. I was understanding more than.
We don't know if there's such a daya that actually holds that it's working through Arusa. It's just that imagine what Rashi says is true, because Kiknusa, if you say it's not an Arusa, then it's surely not a Kiknusa. So Rashi is covering both Svaras when he's saying it's not Alima like an Arusa.
We have no basis
that includes in that it's also not Arusa and it's not a Kanusa.
I guess he should have just said lo Alima lemehavike ishto. Like there's no reason to discuss for the status of Arusin as
Rashi
opposed to Nisuin.
Understood that there's two possible ways of saying Yesh Zika. So in the explanation of Ein Zika, he says it in a way which excludes both possibilities.
Again, as far as I know, there is no dea that holds that the other brother remains usher to the krovim after Yibam's done.
Okay.
So obviously that first way is not a valid way.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. In other words, if we're saying... Okay, I'll have to think about it. It gets somewhat unclear because, again, we don't know if we're in Deraisa or Drabanan.
Rebbe, could we say
makes a difference? But okay, what?
Could you say that in Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, the reason why it's Usser prior to Yibam is not because it's Ramya Kameh, both of them, but rather that it's not Ramya Kameh. I mean, once one brother does Yibam, now it's like it's considered as if it's not Shaykht and Bechlal. So therefore the Isser that's upon her, the Kol HaOlam, is not considered like an Ishus to him anymore. But prior to that, the Isser that's on Kol HaOlam of Yivam HaLashuk, so that makes it like that's sufficient to make it Ke'ishto, like an Arusa.
Okay. I think that would be okay. Does that help me any?
Well, it helps because, again, what happens once Yibam's done, the Vart's not that. It's not the Vart for Yibam is that she's no longer at all. It's like Nizgala Milsa, she was never really Shaykhed in Bechlal, and therefore her being Asr Lashuk is, it only creates an Ishus type relationship to the brother who did Yibam and not to the brother who did not do Yibam. But prior to that, as long as Yibam hasn't been done, the mitzvah is not Shaykhed to him, and therefore the Isser that's created on her, the Kol HaOlam, is considered created like an Arusa to him as well.
But it doesn't really work, because I thought what we were saying by kiknusa, and the reason for saying the kiknusa is because that's the hechruch to say it, was that only that's the only way to make a difference between one and two. But what you're saying is that the alima karusa could also, in that system, there's a chilik between one and two.
No, but again, there's only a chilik in the sense that if she's not shaykh, it's like if she's bechiev not. Well, I did the other brother doing yibum, that makes her bechiev not shaykh to you. Memela, the any sense of eris, the fact that she's asr l'shuk is really limited to the brother who actually did yibum. Okay. But
okay, that's I hear.
Is everything we're saying here for about two brothers the same thing to try as far as the two tsaras? Would the same thing be true?
Probably. Okay. Anyway, that's just so what Shamir is asking, okay, I don't know the answer exactly, but is he saying that the way we're setting it up, we're making it too good, because we're saying that the system of Arusa doesn't work if that anything in the future would affect the system of Arusa, because the system of Arusa means you're an Arusa, and if you're an Arusa, so the future never a get or Misa or anything doesn't stop you from being an Arusa. So what does Yibam or Chalitza do to stop you from being an Arusa? Okay.
Why would it be different in Kedushin Atzmai?
But it could be.
I mean, why would that be different than Kedushin Atzmai?
It could be that, it could be. So why would it be? Isn't there a daya that says that chalitza
takes Rabbi Akiva?
That's not a.
The Ramban of the Imei, they learn on Daf Yud Aleph in Reish Lakish that, or Yud, whatever that is, that Reish Lakish holds Breira, citing the Yerushalmi, that he holds that all your days.
Even there a Rashi later that says that it will take works in Afreya or something. I don't remember anymore. And it works, it's a okay. I don't really know the home is after. Okay, let's look at this type of Rashi, because it's a different, it's a little different, but it's connected. And especially that we don't have that much time. So let's look at this time, Mr. Rush. I sent it to you a few days ago. And I've got test on his base. Then I sent it, I don't remember what day. So the Gemara, okay, you have the time, Mr. Rush. He says, Hilkoch, lo yitoche. The question is the machloikas in the Darim. But how was going to plegi bezika cloud? Okay, Hilkoch, lo yitoche masha pirish Rashi the ill, the man the Amar ain zika fina bechad. I knew Rabbi Kiva. Rashi said that when the Gemara said "Ein Zika Afila Bechad," that's Rabbi Akiva that says "Ein Ayava Meifin Adarecha." That's Rashi, right, in our Sigim. So he says that according to the Maskana of the Gemara Chuf Chavtas, it wouldn't work. Okay, so maybe Rashi is learning Pasha that the Gemara in the Havamina, the Gemara and the Havamina on Yud Zayin, is not like the Maskana of Chavtas. Nearly, that Rashi is even that's bad. Tafido, the man the Amar Ein Zika, of nearly. Tafilo, the female, the boy, Mermay Kara, the Zika Pligi, even the Gemara and the Havamina, that thought that the Machlaikas, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, was in Zika, Lamotse, the Maymar, the Mandamar ain't Zika, Hain Rabbi Akiva. Okay, why? Dab Koracha, Rabbi Wazir, Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Yesh Zika, Mishamachi Mayfair, Al Koracha, Kainami Deraisa. Zika Kiknusa Minatar. You see again that Zika Kiknusa is not the same as Zika Garusa. It's Zika Kiknusa. The difference for it. To be shown the Yesh Zika Drabanan, and that means for sure it means you're in a Sua because you're made for it by yourself. To be shown the Yesh Zika Drabanan, all your Omen G offering it around. The whole Kamarabi Kiva ain't Zika Minatara. Abu Esher, the Gosaber, Yesh Zika Midrabanan. Right? So he has a tremendous kasha on Rashi. Right? What happened here? Let's say over the kasha. This is a very, this, everyone asks this kasha, and regretfully, not regretfully, it's a very important question. There's even a piece in the Biur of Yudim on this question. I don't know if we like his answer or not. But Rav Huna Barav said, Shomeres Yavim Shemesa Mutter Be'ima. So he was trying to be clear that it's Mutter Be'ima. Now the Gemara asked Akasha, why didn't he say it instead of plagiarizing? He should have said, Aloka Kaman Damar Ein Zika. So he said, because that's not clear, because that would mean Trey. He says, why didn't you say, Aloka Kaman Damar Ein Zika Afila Bechad? Rashi says that means Rabbi Akiva. So says that you can't be made for the derel. So says answer the Taisis, the Rush, that in order to be made for the derel, you have to be married midiraisa. So when Rabbi Akiva said you can't be made for the derel, that means that all he's saying is that you can't be made for, you're not married midiraisa. Rashi clearly later, everyone, many people say that Shomeres Yavim Shemesa also Be'ima because it's Yesh Zika Midrabanan. So if Yesh Zika could be, there's obviously, he's saying you have to say that there's such a possibility of Yesh Zika Deraisa. Now there are three choices. There's Yesh Zika Deraisa, which will allow you to be made for the Dereha. There's Ein Zika Midaraisa, but Yesh Zika Midrabanan, which would say you can't be made for Nidareha, but there's still an Isser and Ima. And then there's no Zika Be Midaraisa Be Midrabanan. So how could Rav, who wants to, Rav Hulam Rav, who wants to say that Mutter Be Ima, which is important to tell us that there's no Zika even Drabanan, because that there are many, many days later, Rashi himself says it on Chof Ches Amad Beis, that there's a day, and that's how he seems as a main day, that Zika is all, the Isser Kroivim is Rabbanan. So obviously Rav Huna Merav is coming to Lafuke from that day too. So if he would have just said, Halacha like Rabbi Akiva, he would have only told us that there's no Zika Deraisa. But he wouldn't have told us that there's no Isser Kroivim Midrabanan. So Rashi doesn't make any sense.
Rabbi, I'm a little confused by that question, because if Zika would be, if he would be married Derabanan, right, wouldn't he, Al Kolpanim, need to be Mefer B'Shutfus with the father?
If you're married Midrabanan, if you're married, midrabbanan, okay, maybe. So when Rabbi Akiva didn't, Rabbi Akiva seems to say.
Rabbi Akiva says he doesn't do, he's not involved, the Pashup shot in Rabbi Akiva is he's not involved at all in Omefri's.
How do you know the Rabbanan made any din of Nedarim? There's a din of Krivim, Issa Krivim we know of. How do you know that they made any din to Rabbanan about Nedarim? We could be made.
Oh, it made the Rabbanan were treating her Keishto, so for that would be
the
relevant to Nedarim.
Krivim, yeah.
Well, again, you're on the offensive here, buddy. I'm explaining Rashi. I'm saying and who's in turn explaining the Gemara, who has a source to the fact that Ein Zika.
Definitely addressing on a Daraisa level, Tessa Rosh is talking, right?
Again, but Rabbi Akiva makes no requirement of the Yavam to be Mayfair. That
there was no mention of her
Rabbanan. Let me just before you start, in other words. What you're saying is not so Matman Rashi's lashon, but Rashi says that Rabbi Akiva says Shomeres Yavin Ena Yavama Yavam Ena you made from the Derecha. Now that if that saying that he can't be made from the Derecha, it sounds it according to. That alone does not prove that there's no drabbanan yesh zika, because even if drabbanan be made for yesh zika, we would not allow him to be made for nederah. The question is, you're saying that according to Akiva is mashma that the father could be made for without the husband, without the yavam. Okay, that's not beferish. In other words, I'm not. You know that's
it is that he's not mefer. The stimus devarav is that okay, he's not involved in hafara.
The simple reading that Rav Yehoshua holds that he's mefer and she's mutter and the nether is off. That's what Rav Yehoshua is saying. Comes to Rabbi Akiva and says you can't be mefer, which means he can't take off the nether. He's not discussing whether the father can take off the nether. So you're asking, you're saying that the Rabbi Akiva is mashma that even with the father, yeah, okay.
So again, just to point out that Rashi, as I had to look at in the Dharma, but Rashi is only citing the language of Rabbi Akiva. He's not being mefarish. He's explaining what pshat in Rabbi Akiva is, but he's not being mefarish. He's not being mefarish the psak of the language of Eino Mefer. That's just the language of the Gemara Nedarim. That's all.
Okay, so according to you, the simple reading of Eino Mefer. You said you didn't understand the type. It's a Russian question. I'm saying the simple translation of Eino Mefer is Lafuge from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said that he could be Mefer the Nedarim. Rabbi Akiva says he can't.
And that's on a dumb right.
The Gemara ultimately concludes,
you need him to get with the father.
My recollection is that the Gemara ultimately concludes that Rabbi Yeshua holds you need to make Mefer B'Shutfis with the father. So,
Rabbi Akiva. At this point, again, the Ramban, the Rosh is saying that we're going to. The Hamina thought that he meant it's with the Zika.
Because Rosh is going out of his way to say straight out that, look, clearly the Madayam would say you could be made for is Medai Raisa. So Rabbi Akiva is just saying right back, you can't be Medai Raisa. Tazer Rosh specifically goes out of his way to say that. They're on a Medai Raisa level, and he's responding to that. What happens in Darabanans? Like,
I presume the Tazer Rosh holds the halacha that in the Darabanans as well, that you can't. And the Pashup Shah, the Tosa Rush holds that even if there would be Yesh Zika, you would not make the Rabbanan require the Hafara of the Yavam. I'm just putting forward in defense of Rashi that perhaps Rashi holds that if he would have Isha's Rabbanan, then you would require his Hafara. The fact that Rabbi Akiva implies that Eino Mefer is. It implies that, you know, again, that's just putting forward as far as
how does it imply anything more than he's arguing with Rabbi Yeshua? Whatever you say, I'm arguing. Rabbi Yeshua talking with the Rabbanan? No. What Tazer Rush says, he says it's a din d'oraisa, and he says not. He says he's responding on that level. Rabbi Akiva's responding. No.
Again, they're responding to halacha
l'maisa. I can't argue with you because I see I have it opened up a sefer here, and he does give your answer. He says it's only if it was not from an Yibam in an Erisin. Apparently, once it's in a suin, then the father is out. But in a case when it's not from in an Erisin, and you want the father to be Mefer, so the question is, do you need the Chumrah, the Shutvis of the other? So, okay, this Sefer, which I don't think is the most reliable Sefer in the world, but he does give that answer. But before he gives that answer, he brings the Karen Ira and the Minchas Yaakov. And everyone gives different answers. It doesn't sound like people like that answer so much. I can definitely hear why they think that answer is a little daifik, because the Lushan, Rashi doesn't say it.
Rashi, again, is just citing the language of Rikita. That's not fair.
Like, not... He's very unclear, Rashi. Rashi just says, so what he means to say, and that's mashma, that that you never need the yavim, even together with the father, when it's minar yerson.
And Rashi spent three lines with a kolomar. He could have put in another few words to explain the main point.
Yeah,
well, the Kolomar is explaining Rabbi Kiva's the Kolomar is explaining Rabbi Kiva's psak.
But I'm saying Rashi's not just quoting. He wants to make sure that you understand. And the main point of the proof, he forgot to mention.
It's
not a matter of proof. The Gemara takes for granted that there's a daya filu b'chad. Rashi's telling you what daya is it that the Gemara is taking for granted.
Shamir, I'm ready to grant you that it's a pshat, but I'm also ready to grant that it's a little daichik. Okay, you will say it's glad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was more asking on the Tosa Rush, because the Tosa Rush looked to me as mashma, as if even if it would be derabanan, then you still don't need the hafara of the yavam, which I'm trying to understand why is that pashut to the Tosa Rush?
Well, first of all, if you would learn our lumdus of yibum that is working, anyway, the mice, if you hold Yeshika Midrabanan, it doesn't mean, okay, what does it mean if you hold Yeshika Midrabanan? What does that mean? Why would there be Yeshika Midrabanan?
Nakano, maybe it looks like, you know.
Because it looks like. So
or it goes to the it goes to the essence of what the Isra Yavam L'Shuk is if the Isra Yavam L'Shuk is some shaykhus to you, granted that Midir Rice is not full blown ishus.
It looks like it. So it looks like it. So the shayle would be if Yeshika is Midrabanan. So then you couldn't be made for Nidarel because it's really not Ishus. Okay. So, okay, that's his kasha. So there's I just want to quote what time we got. So so his question on Rashi, again, I want to repeat the question. Rashi said, Rav said, Ain Zika. Have it's Mutter Be'ima. That means that he wants to say that there's no problem of no Issa Drabanan and no Issa Deraisa. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there'd be an Issa Deraisa because he feels he can even be made for the Derao. So that means there'll be an Issa Deraisa. But the Gemara later clearly says there are people that say that there's an Issa Drabanan. Rav Huna Amar Rav, when he's saying his statement, he's trying to convey that both possibilities are not true. There's no Issa Drabanan, and there's no Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara is saying, he should have said, I pass you like Rabbi Akiva. So the Shaida that the Taimis HaRosh is saying He said, simple pshat Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is only arguing Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua obviously said it's Daraisa, because he was saying you can be made for the Darah, according to this Havamina, this way of reading it. So he owes it Daraisa to Knusa. And he's saying it's not true. It's not Daraisa. But there's no indication from Rabbi Akiva that there's no Issa Darabanan on Kraven. So how could the Gemara ask that Rashi should have said that the Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva should have said, that Rav should have said, Halak Rabbi Akiva, you do not see from Rabbi Akiva that there's no Issa Draban. So there's a famous answer, even not that Shamir, I'm not saying, but I want to do the little bit the famous answer. The famous answer, which it happens that this Sefer doesn't like the famous answer, but it's a nice, it's a famous answer, which is it's from the Minchas Yaakov, but that's what I think is they want to say that if you, if Drabanan were Misakein, Yesh, that there's an Issa Drabanan, the only reason why the Drabanan would be Misakein, there's an Issa Drabanan, if there's really some form of Ishus here. If there's no Ishus, you know, if it's an Ishus that's, you know, maybe it's low Aliba, but it's almost Aliba, so then the Drabanan would be Misakein. And it's a Krovin because people will confuse it. People will think that there's enough Ishus. So let's take the simple shot in Ezekiel. The second shot's a little bit harder. So people will make a mistake. It really is out the MS is low Alima. But Midrabanan, they were nervous that people will think it is yes Alima. Why will people think it's yes, Alima? Because there's a certain amount of marriage.
So, well, because it's all certain to everyone and one certain to her.
Right, and which is a certain amount of marriage. And it might say slow Alima, but there's a certain amount of marriage. And let's say Arusa is 60 units of marriage, and this is low Alima, and it's only 59 units of marriage. So therefore, people will confuse it with Arusa. So the Rabbanan made an Issa Kraven. So says the Minchas Yaakov that the Darga of Ishus that you need for Nidarim is lower than the Darga of Ishus you need for Kraven. I think that's what he's saying.
I mean, what's the source for that, though? That's
because he says, if you hold Yesh Zika Midrabbanan, that means that by definition, there must be Ishus Daraisa. Because if there wouldn't be Ishus Daraisa, the Rabbana would not have made a din of an Issa Kraven.
Why not?
You have to be a higher degree, level of Ishus?
What?
Darim, you have to be a higher level. No, you have to be Nisuin.
So he's saying that for Nidarim, maybe it's far called Nidarim or Das Baila. I don't know that for Nidarim, you don't even once in other words, even the Madamar that Yesh Zika Midrabanan admits that there's Ishus Daraisa. That
would manifest weird.
So that would manifest itself by Nidarim.
Yeah, so I'm saying by Nidarim, we say it has to be in the Suah, it should be Fakarat, no?
Okay, I hear, but this is what he's trying. You know, Rashiva, you say, a person needs a friend, you got to try and hear what he's saying. Before you that the Yesh Zika Drabanan obviously holds that there's an Ishus Daraisa. Because if there would be an Ishus Daraisa, the Rabbanan would never make an Issa Kroivim Midrabanan.
Why not?
Because it doesn't, there's no room to be, there's no reason to make a mistake. There's no issues.
It looks like issues. It looks like issues.
And if there's an issues deraisa, it's just lo alima. That's why Rashi's lotion, lo alima, but it's almost alima. So there's room for a mistake. So then the Rabbanan might make a takana, depending on who you ask. But if it's not ishus at all, so why would Rabbanan make a takana? This is no shayfis to arusa.
Because it looks like ishus, like all takanas
chachamim. But this is what he's saying. He's saying that the only reason if the Rabbanan would make a takana is if it's you're close. You're not just because it looks, because somehow
the man Yomar Ein Zika obviously holds that even though it looks like it, they don't buy it.
No, I believe they're Rishonim.
Rabban learns that in order to say Yesh Zika Midrabanan, you have to say that you're married Midraisa, just not married on the Darga of Arusa. So you're married Midraisa. He says that should have come across by Nidarim, because Nidarim, the level of marriage that you need by Nidarim is not the same level of marriage that you need for Krivim. That's what he was saying.
Again, the problem is that the only pasuk we have there for Afaras Nidarim is when you're in a Sua. But also just another question.
No, because it's not a question of, when we say lo alima, we're not discussing arusa and nesua. We're discussing, whether.
But I mean to say is that we're saying that midiraisa, you don't have a level of relationship of an nesua. So if midiraisa, you don't have a level of relationship of an nesua, and the Torah only told us a din of afaras nedarim by nesua, so we seem to be going out on a limb here to say that you have afaras nedarim even though you haven't reached that level. I think just one more question. What's the halacha if there is no father and she's an arusa? Can the arus be mefer, or does he not have sufficient ishas to be mefer? Because if the halacha is that he doesn't have sufficient ishas to be mefer, he just in conjunction with the father, to whatever extent she is no longer tachas aviv, she's tachas him, and therefore he could be mefer. Then we do see that the level of ishas matters. Regarding hafara, if you don't have this sufficient love, you could have ishus, but if you haven't reached the threshold of nesua, you can't be mefer. Then it just seems very up in the air for the chazal to say, well, zika, that's better than arus, so therefore we're gonna say that that's sufficient for hafara.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just to throw another svara in the mix over here, I saw Rav Nachum. There's another structure b'chlal that the ishus that we're talking about is that the yavam somehow takes some of the brother's ishus. He steps in, and what we're discussing over here is the yavam, and that could be nesua on some level, whatever that means. And if he's stepping in and getting some of that ishus, then it could be it's a totally different system. It's not the yachas between the yavam and the yavama that's creating it. But he's stepping in, and he sort of takes that rishus already, and now he might. I think so. Something like that. I don't know if I understood it correctly, but.
And if there's an assumed relationship here that you're coming to step into, and that you're
right, so you're already in the boots. You're already taking over the boots, so you have like that. It's like a totally different system.
Yeah, well, how does that help?
But no, then it could be havishtikol nesuin. I stepped in. Your brother was married.
But if we understand that Yesh Zika, the question is, how by saying you hold the Rabbi Akiva, are you telling us that you don't hold the Yesh Zika Derabana? That's the question.
Like you're bailim on a Nisuan relationship because you have the right to step into the roots of your...
Rabbi Akiva says you can't be made for a Derabana.
No, but if you hold Yesh Zika, the Pshat and Yesh...
We hold the Rabbi Akiva. The question that they're asking on Rashi is, Rashi says, why didn't Rav Huna Marav say, I owe that Rabbi Akiva? So they're asking a question, granted by saying you owe that Rabbi Akiva, you're telling us that you don't hold this Yizika Deraisa,
right?
Because you can't be made for a Deraa, but maybe you hold that this
din. It's the same structure. That's the same exact structure.
Even the Yizika, right.
They're saying the Ishus is just... The ishus that we're talking about, that we're using to say it has to be a certain ishus for the Rabbanan to act, we're saying that ishus is not coming between the Yavam and the Yavama. It's coming from the the brother.
Fine. So that's
the good. Same. So the same story. The Rabbanan was never.
But the question that why is it what he has to be mechadesh is that a mixus ishus. for a mixus nisuin, it will say it your way, that comes from the dead brother, where it can make a mefer nedera deraisa, even though it's not strong enough to make an iser
kriya. If it couldn't be enough for mefer, 1 second. If it couldn't be enough to be mefer, then there would be no. If it didn't even reach that level, then there would be no din of yesh zika to rabbana.
If there be no din,
same structure. Anyone who says, if your name Rabbi Akiva is someone who says that you can't be mefer, that means the ishus that was gotten from, if anything was gotten, it wasn't enough to make a mefer nedera. If it didn't reach that level, no one would make a din of.
Why not? Just like you say that when it's a krovim, there's a level. You say it didn't make an iser krovim deraisa, and yet the rabbanan were geyser a takana.
They weren't. That's the point.
No. We hold yeshika drabbanan. I mean, there's a people hold yeshika drabbanan.
We're saying that's only because
that means deraisa. It didn't make it. I mean, deraisa. It's not enough to make an iser krovim.
Right, but it's close enough,
and the rabbanan were geyser. So you're saying that daya must have held that it is enough to make an mefer nedera.
Right. Somehow we're saying that, right. So that,
what
that
means is that they're saying that the din marriage that you need for mefer nedera is on a lower level than the din marriage.
Yes, but the beauty is that you have the nisuin. It's like Rabbi's thing with the grapefruit.
Yes, but the degree of the nisuin, also makes an iser krovim deraisa.
Right, but it's not a full nisuin.
It's not a full nisuin, and it doesn't make an iser krovim deraisa.
Right.
Maybe you could say
over the last step of that cheshbon again.
Yeah, there is
the last step. Saying, what has to be more?
The way this Minchas Yaakov is answering the question is saying that the only reason Rabbana made a gzeira to aser zika to aser krovim is because there's a certain there's ishus deraisa. If there would be ishus deraisa, that would allow you to be made for nedera. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva holds that you can't be made for nedera shows that he holds there's no ishus deraisa, which shows that he holds that there's no gzeira drabana.
So that means the number.
That
they put numbers.
Saying that the man da amar yesh diga drabana, yesh diga mi drabana, that is the krovim drabana, holds that there's enough ishes to make for mefer nedera deraisa.
So that means you put numbers to
say that for some reason which we do not understand the quality of the ishes. Now, we're saying that the ishus is an nisuin dika ishus because you yarshed it from the dead brother, okay? But the quality of that nisuin is, according to the Mandamar yesh zika derabanan, that quality of the nisuin is not strong enough to make for an iser krovim, but it is strong enough to make for mefer nedera. And that's the raya according to Rashi. That the fact that you hold that Rabbi Akiva, so that means that you're saying it's not strong enough to make a mefer nedera. If it's not strong enough to make a mefer nedera, then you would never even make a gzeira drabanan to make it is a krivim. Only if you hold that it's strong enough to make a mefer nedera deraisa, would you hold that they made a drabanan to aser krovim? So you have to split between the quality of ishus that you need for mefer nedera and the quality of ishus that you need for aser krovim.
There exists a nisuin here. You're bialim on that nisuin, but since you and therefore you could be mefer neder. But since lemaisa you haven't stepped into it, therefore you don't have that. You haven't actually taken on that kurva relationship yet. Memela, you're not usher bekrova midaraisa.
So as far as bialis, as far as the structure, okay. I'm just saying the structure. The structure is that you have a certain type of nesuin, which makes you mefer nederaha midaraisa, but does not make an iser kroivim deraisa. If that would be true, then the rabbanon stepped in and made an iser kroivim derabban. So that is that's how this minchas yahweh. I think many people learned that shot in Rashi, that the iser Rashi apparently holds that the iser that the dorim and iser kroivim are not totally zebizet. They're not directly the same. So they're related. They both require ishes, but they don't require the same quality of ishes. So if there's
why,
any
why isn't
quality,
that just pushit? Why isn't that pushit? It should be pushit that right now he's a temporary husband, so therefore he can be made for nidarm because he's a temporary husband, so he can be made for nidarm. As far as long term craving issues, that's got to be a permanence. It's got to have a permanent connection. If it fades away, then there was never anything here, and then it's not
pashut at all. It may be pashut that it's true on the Raisa level, that the level needed for a forest nadarim is less than the level needed for Kroiv on a Raisa level. What's not pashut at all, and I don't understand at all, is how you could say that the level needed on a level in order to justify making the takanas chachamim has to be on a lower level than
a level that would, it has to be some ishes.
Not some ishes.
As long as you have some ishes, then you automatically could be made from the derahami deraisa.
Why can't there be some ishes, but not enough to be? He's saying there's not shy of such a thing as some ishes.
I understand.
No, not just the svara, just the structure.
When do we say that lo alima doesn't make for an isra, is only by kroivim, but by nidarim, once you have ishes, you can be made for. That's his svara. Okay, I that was what he said. Okay, I'm gonna go. Okay, so Sunday we're off. Not Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday night. We're back on Monday.
Yes, we're back on Monday. I hope so. Hashem. Right? No one's in Shushan.
Or in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim.
Okay. Yes.
Very looking forward, maybe.
But Sunday night, I don't think we'll be able to learn. That's not a good night for.
We're not in Kelm anymore.
Okay, all right, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you. Good job.
Good job.